Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Todd Monken met with the media as the Ravens head into their bye week.
It's been an ongoing thing, our self-scout. Every coach has an area of the game plan, so it's a weekly thing we do anyways, but certainly get to drill down with a little bit more time. Tomorrow the coaches will work in their areas that they're assigned for game plan and really take a look at what we've been, kind of who we are, where we want to go from here, you know, down the stretch, five games left, and then, you know, what we're missing, you know, what else is out there that we want to build off of, maybe we've shown, maybe that we haven't really gotten to. So it'll be good. It'll be good for us.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable. You feel it's actually really crazy. You know, you feel like you're almost incompetent. You see all this good stuff on social media, like, why aren't we doing that? You know, and all of you say, why aren't you doing that? Exactly. So, but it's fun. You know, it's I love watching film. I like watching what other people do, and then seeing if it fits in with what we do. You know, and nobody has the market cornered on good football, or what it looks like, or how you can move it, because ultimately what really matters is how much you score each week, you know, and don't turn it over. And so those are the things we're constantly working on. I'm joking, kind of, but, you know, it creates ideas, you know, looking at what other people do, and then looking back at what you do, you know, as much as anything. And then obviously you have your strengths and your weaknesses and what you want to play to.
What did you sense with your first game? First game of the season too, but post Mark Andrews, looking forward to the rest of the season, not having him, how did you think the team did, and what's kind of the big picture there?
Well, we didn't score enough. You know, we got bogged down. We moved it fine, ran the ball well, maybe not as explosive in the pass game as you'd like, left some things out there, but I don't think it was a matter of you know, not having Mark. I mean, Isaiah played fine, you know, and did some good things. I mean, that's hard to say when someone's not out there what it would have looked like had they been out there. I don't know that. I just know that we're lucky to have Isaiah, and he did a good job the other night. He's going to continue to grow as a player. We just got to continue to figure out how we're going to use the other pieces that we do have. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing.
I love tackle. How do you think, you know, Ryan's been dealing with some injuries. How do you think he's been dealing with that, and how confident are you that he can get back to the level that you guys want him to be at?
I think that's more of a question for Ronnie. You know, again, credit to him. He's tried to work through it and come back and for the team. Certainly, he would probably say it's not at where his knee wants to be, you know. But he's continued to work through it. And like I said, each week it's getting stronger, you know, and he's been able to fight through it. So, again, it'd be more of a question for Ronnie than it would be for us, you know. I give him a lot of credit for getting out there and continuing to play.
Todd, what are you seeing from Keaton Mitchell? And, you know, what's the next step for him in terms of, you know, blitz pickup, pass protection? I guess those parts of the game for the running back that don't involve him having the ball.
That's a great question. You know, we with each week – well, I shouldn't say that. You know, this week we got him a little bit more involved. You know, he had more snaps. That was – as he gets more and more comfortable, we get more and more comfortable with him. And certain personnel groupings, we get him in there. He's certainly going to only continue to get better with reps, especially, like you said, in terms of the pass protection and some of the detail things. Handing the ball off to him is probably the least of that. You know, it's really in terms of pass protection, route running, you know, and then assignment-wise. But he's been fine with that, just a matter of reps. Well, it didn't work, so obviously it, you know, didn't go as planned. I mean, there was a lot of things we could have done better. It was a speed break for us. Ronnie got hurt. We didn't get Zay subbed off the field in time. So that started it off on the wrong foot. Okay, we weren't able to break the huddle. We allowed them to get their cleats in the dirt, get aligned properly. That happened to us in London. We had an opportunity there one time when Ronnie got hurt, or not Ronnie, but another player, Morgan. So that started it. You know, Gus was a little deep, and we got to keep it up inside. And, you know, again, but that's nothing. Didn't work. I mean, we've been repping that for a couple weeks, and didn't work. So it is what it is. You know, I mean, anything that we call that doesn't work, I mean, you know, got to do it better. Got to coach it better. Got to execute better.
You alluded to the fact that the explosive pass plays didn't connect a lot last night, as maybe especially against pressure. Why did you think that was the case when you went back and looked at it?
Some of it might have been, you know, we tried to get it out of his hands a little bit quicker. You know, even without, you know, Bosa, Khalil Mack's pretty good edge rusher. Sometimes it forced us to check it down. We had a couple other times we might have had opportunities for shots down the field. It just won, and as the game progressed, we ran the ball a little bit more. I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand. I don't know what we ended up running the ball. We ran the ball pretty well, and when you run the ball pretty well, it's going to limit some of your opportunities to throw it down the field as much, just because you're not throwing it as often. But certainly it's got to be a big part of what we do. I mean, obviously being explosive and not turning it over, that's what hurt us last night. We ran the ball well. We were explosive. Overall, we were explosive. We just didn't convert on third downs. So when you're not explosive and you're not converting on third downs, you're eventually going to bog down. You're eventually going to stop because you're putting yourself in too many third down situations, and then we weren't converting. So that's what hurt us. I mean, it wasn't a matter of moving the ball. There were some executions, some calls that you wish you had back, but we certainly are capable of playing better.
What is it going to – there's been some weeks where you've been as dynamic as anybody offensively, played a lot of good offensive games, and there's some games like last night. What do you think it's going to take to be a little more consistent when you're facing arguably the toughest remaining schedule in football?
Great question. You know, that's the nature of this league. You know, it's very difficult to sustain. That is your goal, obviously, to play at an elite level every week, execute at a high level in all the critical areas. Obviously, we got to coach it better, scheme it better, execute better. That's really what it is, you know, and keep continuing to build what we want to be or what do we want it to look like so everybody's on the same page. You know, and, you know, just part of it. You know, at times, I like a lot of things that we're doing, and there's times we just need to be better at it. Need to call it better and need to execute better. I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, there's no magic to it. We have good enough players. We have good enough coaches. Now we just got to consistently do it. And we've been pretty good, you know, really since Pittsburgh, other than Tennessee in the red zone, we've been pretty good. We certainly can be better. We've gotten better in the red zone. We've got to get better on third downs. We've got to continue to stress to be if we can be explosive in the pass game. But for sure, we can certainly be a lot better.
John, obviously, he scored two touchdowns. But with the separation that he's getting, do you see more opportunities down the stretch to get him more opportunities deeper down the field? And what does he need to do to kind of get those chances?
Talking about Zay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're always trying to look for opportunities for him and some of our other players to get the ball down the field. Sometimes it didn't present itself the other night. He was certainly in some of those pockets. You know, some of the plays we ended up checking the ball down to, we were trying to get him down the field. And he's a guy you're trying to get the ball to in a number of ways. You know, where there's space, that's good for him. Certainly putting it down the field. To me, the biggest thing is how do you get him the ball in space? It's not even so much down the field as, you know, where can you get him where he's hard to bring down? He can turn a short pass into an explosive. And so those are the things that we're constantly trying to work through, as with all of our skill players.
John said last night that on the Aguilar play, he said everyone in the stadium thought it was a first down. We called a play thinking it was a first down. What was the kind of chaos of that moment like for you, realizing they didn't give us a first down on that?
It was awful. I mean, shit, I didn't know it. I mean, I wouldn't have called the play that we called on third and a foot. Now, that's on me. That's got nothing to do with the official. He spotted it like that. He was beyond it, but he was pointing, you know, as to where that was. So that's not got nothing to do with them. It's got everything to do with me. You know, the way I saw it, he was beyond the first down marker, and by the film, he was. But that doesn't matter. Officials make mistakes like I make mistakes. It's the way it is. I got to see it that it's third and a foot. You know, we went fast off of it. Not that we couldn't go fast. We spit the ball in the perimeter for an RPO, and the defender knocked it down. And you're like, holy shit, it's fourth and a foot, you know? And, you know, like, okay, what are we going to do now? You know? And I'm just telling it like it is, you know? You're like, all right, well, let's run this, all right? And, you know, luckily Gus did a great job of getting the foot. You know, that probably was that. But that's got nothing to do with the officiating. It's got everything to do with, like, you know, how I saw it and how they saw it. Doesn't matter. That's how they saw it, and that's where they spotted it. Came up on the other fourth and one. Lamar was close enough on the other one to getting the first down, and he didn't, you know. So the difference was where the official was that makes it hard is that the official where he was at, I don't think this is capable of me getting fined. They don't find assistant coaches, I don't think. But the reality is he was beyond the marker, and he was pointing back. Well, I don't know what the hell that means. You know what I'm saying? He's here, and he's pointing back here. Usually the official is what, running to the spot and putting the foot down, right? He's back here like pointing. It's like, I don't know what that means. And it hurt. It made it even more. I know I'm going to this whole big thing here, but what made it worse was we were going fast. Had we not been going fast based on the play, you would have, within a matter of 5 seconds, someone would have said, holy cow, where is he spotting it? It just happened to time up with going fast and then the spot, you know, thank God that wasn't third down to fourth down. You know what I'm saying? So we actually got an opportunity on fourth down.
Hey, Dad, on the Flowers, the 37-yard touchdown, before that play, when you're talking to Lamar in the headset, do you tell him to remind guys in the huddle if you get the first down and get down? Or
yeah,
no?
We should have gone down. Yeah, that's, I mean, I was thinking about the play, and when you're doing some of the that's all on me. I mean, that's an easy one to – we were doing so much of the quarterback-driven – that you are, in my mind, like, we were so far out, I wasn't even thinking about it at the time. You know, like, okay, shoot, I'm trying. You're really trying to talk about ball security, because there's an exchange that occurs where you're like, the worst thing that could happen is we put the dang thing on the ground, okay? That's on me. I got to tell them, hey, this is this situation. We get a first down, go down. And that's
generally,
it.
Generally, just how that usually works, that would be something to tell the quarterback.
100%. Tell everybody we go down. First down, get down. Okay. Yeah, that's normal. That would have ended the game right there. I mean, it's – you know, then we wouldn't have had to see another silly touchdown celebration by Zay. So that would have saved us all from that. But, the fact of the matter is you got to tell them to get down and end the game. I mean, that's what you have to do. So that's on me.
How much time and effort do they put into choreographing these things, I guess, when you're not around?
It's really sad, isn't it? I mean, you would think that, you know, and Odell's like the first guy in the end zone. Like, I mean, I didn't know he had that much juice. He'd been out half the week. And, of course, he certainly found enough energy to choreograph the end zone celebrations. So, but no, I think it's great. It's fun. Guys having fun. Shows their personalities. I'm certainly not involved. I mean, certain things we did weren't nearly as choreographed as those. So we have our work cut out for us trying to choreograph our offense a hell of a lot closer to how they've got their wedding, I think, one, and then the soccer one. You know, I mean, we're obviously behind the times in terms of execution.
Todd, I'm curious. Obviously, you want Mark Andrews out there, but with Isaiah Likely, does his run after catchability, his elusiveness, open up more possibilities for the offense to go in a little bit of a different direction with at tight end?
He's a little bit different than Mark. He's got probably a little more twitch. You know, he probably has a little bit, as he develops a player, to break tackle. Hold on, what was that? He can get to an edge a little bit more than Mark. Mark's more of a powerful, get the ball in his hands like a bull, you know what I'm saying, like run over people and out-muscle you, where Zay is a little bit more elusive. And as he keeps developing his craft and his depths and setting up defenders, he's going to be hard to handle. It's just a matter of time. It's not a matter of if. It's just a matter of when we keep working through that and developing that.